Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up, we got a lot to get to. Dorsey Levin's going to join the show today at noon. His take on the game. Ike Reese will join us live in studio at 1 o'clock. An official ruling by Ike on Hugh's beard. Does he have to dye it green? Are we going to give him a stay of execution for Sunday? And will we set a line on how many points the Eagles have to allow for that beard to be green the rest of the postseason? And then at 1:30, the new head coach at Delaware State, DeSean Jackson, is going to join us.
Hey!
I heard DeSean is recruiting on the recruiting trail, not only for players, but also for potential coaches.
You know, I talked to DeSean a little bit, man. I'm excited for him. I am very, very excited for DeSean. And I told him, if there's anything that you need from me, I'd be more than happy to help.
Does that mean you're getting those coaching chops ready?
Nah.
Oh, I'm just wondering.
I don't know, man. I mean, you know,
got my eye on you. Yeah, you know, foot out the door here already?
No,
Do you have a buy-in in your contract here at WIP?
No, it's just funny because, like, the day that I submitted my resume, I was a couple days late as far as that, and he got the job. I'm not mad.
Did you do anything for
us?
I'm not jealous at all.
We'll tell DeSean this at 1:30 live on the air. Also, later in the show, we're going to close today with the Packer Slayer, Dante, our anthem singer. The last time we had Dante was for the baseball playoffs, but the first time we had Dante was for week one of the NFL season before the Packer game. So we've officially dubbed him the Packer Slayer. He'll be with us in studio to sing the national anthem.
Need to recapture that magic from
week
one.
Yes, we do. And look, that was
recaptured a
that
magic.
Started this season off on the right direction. We need a great anthem today by Dante. All right, let's listen to what was being talked about on ESPN. Dan Orlovsky talking about Jalen Hurts, how the Packers might attack, and the Eagles quarterback situation heading into the weekend.
It's going to be a blowout. We're playing at home, too?
Yeah. Darren Sproles also wanted to tell us about
it. I ain't mad at Darren Sproles.
You know what?
Can we totally get on me. I got Orlovsky. Sorry about that.
No.
I would expect Green Bay defensively to come out and dare Philadelphia to throw the football. Challenge Jalen Hurts to A.J. Brown. How sharp are you? How good is the pass game right now? How crisp is it? Because you don't want Saquon Barkley to get going in this game if you're Green Bay defensively. Now, you don't match up well on the perimeter. I get all that.
Yeah.
But I certainly am not going to allow Philadelphia at home to start running the football in this game and easing Jalen Hurts into it. I'm going to challenge Jalen Hurts in that pass game. How sharp is it? Because the best opportunity for Green Bay to not only hang in this game but win in this game is for them to catch Philly starting slow, which they have at times this year, and they jump them.
What are you humming for?
Because he said, I mean, from let y'all tell, he sounds a little plant-based just like me.
No, he's and just listen, laying out the how
a
the Packers could.
No, oh, so it's the difference.
Yes.
Because he's national, he can say
did
that.
Did you hear an opinion there? He said, here's how the Packers can hang in this game. He didn't say the Packers will hang in this game.
No, I didn't say the Packers will hang, but
no,
I did say if I'm attacking this team, that I'm not going to let you run the ball. Didn't I say that?
But that's a fair thing
to
say.
But now I got folks sliding in my DMs telling me quit being scared and all.
Because well, you're the one saying
scared.
Don't underestimate
him. I am a respected analyst. I will be respected around
these
sports.
The more you try to get serious, the more we laugh at you.
I can't even keep it straight. But I said the same exact thing. This team has a propensity to start slow.
And they still blow teams out sometimes.
They do. And I'm not saying that. Like, everything that I said, I've never said that they're going to lose. I said that they have a propensity to blow teams out.
But you're making me feel like a crazy person for saying this.
I'm not making you feel – I shouldn't make you feel crazy because – at the end of the day, we're on the same page. The Eagles win.
Right. But
you just –
it's
you're
a
just,
lock. L-O-C-K.
I look at it like this. Eagles start slow. It's okay. I'm okay with the slow start. Can't stay slow. Cannot do that.
Well, you got to run at some point to win the race.
You know what I mean? Can't stay – you can start off out the gate slow. Yeah. It was just like yesterday in my algorithm. I was watching this truck. I was watching this truck race this Lamborghini.
Yeah.
And like the Lamborghini, like the truck took off fast. The truck took off and was in front of Lamborghini.
Yeah.
This is a great analogy. Pay attention because you'll get where I'm going at the end of this.
Sure.
The truck took off. Mm-hmm. And it had like a couple car lengths on the Lamborghini. The Eagles are the Lamborghini in this situation. And the truck was getting ahead, and it took a Lamborghini a little time to get going. But as it got going, it beat it, but it barely beat it. You see what I'm saying? That's the Eagles. You can't get off to that slow start. You got to pop that clutch, man, and be able to go.
All right. I like this better than just blasphemy with the Rocky analogy on the other team. I mean, that was a joke. But
you got to pop that clutch.
I like this one. All right. Let me throw this at you in terms of the idea that Hurts could have some rust on him, start slow, the Packers, the way they're going to attack and all that. I saw this yesterday on ESPN, and Hugh, this stat blew me away. Since 1990, only five quarterbacks have started their team's first playoff game without really playing the last 3 weeks of the season. Mm-hmm. That's the scenario Hurts is in. He threw four passes. He played half a quarter against the Commanders. It's only happened like this five times since 1990. It's very rare that a quarterback starts his team's first playoff game after barely playing the final 3 weeks of the season. Are you ready for who those quarterbacks were, Hugh Douglas, and how they fared? One of them you might be familiar with. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
All right, the quarterbacks were Joe Webb, who we remember unfondly here in Philadelphia, back to that snow Tuesday in whatever that was, 2010. He started a playoff game in 2012. Byron Leftwich, 2005. I'm going to leave one out and come back to it. 1998, Mark Brunell. 1992, Neil O'Donnell. Now, the one I left out, Hugh, was a game you played in. It was Donovan, 2002.
Oh, yeah, he won that one.
That you guys beat the Falcons in the divisional round after he didn't play down the stretch of the season because he had hurt his ankle.
And if I'm not mistaken, didn't he get off to a rocky start?
So I don't remember exactly how the game started, but he, in totality, he's the only one that played well. I went to look to the other four quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Like, how'd these guys fare? Because this is the same situation as Jalen. They haven't played down the stretch of the season. Now, to be fair, Joe Webb was a bad player. Byron Leftwich was pretty much average or below. And Neil O'Donnell was okay. Mark Brunell was a very good quarterback.
Yeah,
right?
He had a run.
Okay. Donovan was obviously a tremendous quarterback. So I would say of the five of these guys, two of them were good players. A couple average and one bad. So it's all over the place. And but Donovan's the only one of the five that played well in his game.
I would venture to say I don't recall that game. Is that the one we played them here in Chris Chandler was the quarterback?
I believe so. So they beat the Packers on Wild Card Weekend.
Then, yeah, then they came here.
On a
they
Saturday night, if I remember right.
If I'm not mistaken.
Let me pull up that box score. What'd you do in that game?
If I'm remembering correctly, I got a pick in that game. But
no, in a playoff game?
I don't know. Was that the regular season? I can't remember.
No, that was the regular season.
That was the regular season game?
Wait. Which game is this? Are you talking about the Falcons?
Falcons.
Yeah. You picked off Chandler and the Falcons, right?
But that was a regular season game. So this game that I'm referring to,
if I'm not mistaken, Donovan got off to a slow start in that game, if I'm not mistaken.
If he did finish well, because he finished 20 of 30, 247 yards, a touchdown, no picks. You guys won this game 20-6 over the Atlanta Falcons. Donovan hadn't played down the stretch. Let me look here while you guys
Wait a minute.
You did have a pass defended.
Pass defended.
You out in coverage?
I think, if I recall that game, because, man, they started to run together after a while. Mm. It feels like I think Donovan did get off to a slow start.
Well, so I'm looking at just how the game played out. You had a defensive touchdown in the first quarter. Bobby Taylor intercepts a return over Vic. Then a field goal. So you guys didn't score. You only scored one offensive touchdown, and it was in the fourth quarter. Donovan threw a pass to James Thrash.
But see, that's the point. It's
just looking for Hugh Douglas in this box score here.
Been in, I think, if I'm not mistaken, been in those kind of games so much that
one tackle. No sacks?
Ew.
After a bye? What'd you do for 2 weeks?
No, but what I'm trying to say is, before we start jumping on me again, is that
you did have a pass defended.
You tend to get off to a slow start in games like that. And that's why when I pull from this knowledge base
you are out of control.
By the way, three Eagles defensive linemen had sacks in this game. You weren't among them.
As I pull from this knowledge base of this time that I've spent in NFL, and I still get ridiculed on a daily basis.
Did you get off the bus for that game?
Did you participate in this one?
Yeah, I was there. It was a long day, man.
Long day? You're coming off a bye. All right, 215-592-94. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Are the Eagles locked? And then we'll let you hear the conversation they had yesterday on ESPN about how they should handle Jalen in terms of running the football. He's coming off a concussion. Should the Eagles just let him go, or should they be a little, you know, tread a little lightly when it comes to Jalen Hurts? Let's talk to Will in the Northeast here. Something tells me Will thinks this is a lock. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing this?
What's going on, Will?
Listen, man, I'm caught in the crossroads right now, man. I don't know whether to cheer or still be pissed off about what happened. But, you know, I'm trying to get over it, man. But
get over what? Is the Saquon thing? You're still upset?
He's still mad.
He's still you know, Will has a hard time dropping things. Yeah. I mean, he was on the Henry thing for weeks and weeks.
I respect the pettiness.
Did y'all want to bring his name up? If he would have played that last 2 minutes, he would have beat Saquon record. He's only 84 yards short from it. So let's stop.
You mean Dickerson's record?
And he still made history most 3 years in a row, 15 plus touchdowns and over 1,500 yards for the last three seasons. But anyway, But no, really, man. I think, you know, the Eagles, we should just demolish these dudes.
Saying there it is here. Demolish.
I'm not going to say we shouldn't play the way we normally been playing. But I think, you know, we need to just go ahead and get them out the way. Like you were saying. Like, we can't leave them sitting around and playing and you know, getting that energy and thinking that they could win up, man. We can't allow them to stick in the game that long. We need to just go ahead, sit them down, so we could just go ahead and go to the next game. But what I'm going to say about Jalen, man, it's like riding a bike, man. Like, I don't understand why everybody keeps saying, Jalen this, Jalen that. Jalen's going to – listen, you're going to see the performance from Jalen. It's not Jalen that you have to worry about. This guy is fully locked in, man, and he's going to show it. You know what I mean? He did it that game just to shut everybody up. Like, listen, I could throw this rock, but it wasn't designed for me to throw the ball. It was designed to run the ball. Mm. But now y'all want to see him pass again and win this game? That's what he's going to do because that's the type of quarterback he is. We're a winning team, and we got a winning quarterback. So what we're going to do, we're going to continue to win and go after that Super Bowl.
So it's a lock, Will, right, this weekend?
It's a lock.
Here, Douglas, it's a lock. Tell him, Will. Good phone call. It's a lock.
Ain't nothing a lock. See, this is what it is. That right there is uncalled for.
All these people bought tickets today, took off of work to come here, live studio audience, and you disappoint all of them.
I'm just saying,
you came
man.
In here with your regular color beard.
I'm a little cautious.
Not green. A little cautious.
The level of pressure that, and it's weird, right, because it's mostly guys trying to put pressure on me to dye my beard. Like, I'm starting to get, like, straight up and out threats. Hey, you lost your bet. Better tie your bid. I'm like, dog, I didn't lose the bet. And I'd give him the numbers, and they're like, I don't care anything.
Well, you know what?
That.
The good thing is none of that matters. We're going to reach a conclusion to this.
1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock.
Ike Reese will be in studio. He is going to deliver the final ruling on here. The people versus Hugh Douglas. Our Judge Reese will come in here and deliver a ruling on Ike and all the, I mean, on Hugh and what he's trying to get out of here. Let's talk to Kenny from the Dirty 30 because we need someone to call you out here. What's up, Kenny?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Ever since Kenny got that kidney magnified.
Yo, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Kenny. How are you?
What's going on,
Kyle?
Kenny?
Kyle, it's great to talk to you. Does anybody know where Hugh went?
See, I knew it.
We lost him, Kenny.
Like I said, when Kenny got that kidney, he started acting funny, man. See, I do.
No. So I'm looking out for a private investigator. We need to hire this person to search Philadelphia to find out where Hugh Douglas's Huevos Rancheros went, because this is not the Hugh Douglas that I know. The Hugh Douglas I knew was a man. He was fierce. He put the fear of God into offensive linemen and quarterbacks. Jim Miller forever sees Hugh in his nightmares. I don't know who this guy is that's talking today.
It's unbelievable.
I don't know this guy.
He's gone, Kenny. We need an entire search committee to find that guy, because he's not in studio today.
I'm so, so disappointed in this guy. I can't even begin to tell
you. What are you talking about?
It,
because I'm saying I'm that sad. I don't think that it's a lock. I said they're going
to
win.
I ain't talking to you. I want the real Hugh Douglas. Whoever's talking to me now, I don't know who you are.
Imposter
you
Douglas.
You got abducted by an alien. This is one of them horror shows where they took you. He's in a
such
spaceship
a hard,
somewhere.
Such a hard place to work. I don't remember Philadelphia being this place. So hard to work now. All of a sudden, it's just gotten so
hostile. A lot has changed. We remember Hugh Douglas as a football guy, not plant-based about the 7-seed Packers. Come on, Hugh.
Kyle played an opening coming into this segment, Eye of the Tiger. At Hugh's, it's Eye of the Kitten. Soft little, cute little kitten, you know, because I don't know who this guy is. I don't. I'm so sad because I really like Hugh Douglas. So... This Hugh Douglas needs to dye his beard pink.
Pink?
Not green. Pink. Pink. For that soft little, you know,
I'm starting. Yeah. Everybody's chiming. Even Marcus Hayes has something to say. I need to dye I can't tell you exactly what he said, but he said, I need to dye black.
Well, even
first.
Journalists realize
that.
Well,
I'm saying
he said,
I need to dye black first.
Oh, he's coming at the salt and pepper.
Yeah. See, y'all don't understand, man. Like, seriously, let's talk about this for a while since you're on the phone, Kenny. Man, y'all gonna mess up these gray hairs, man, if I dye this thing green.
Well,
you gonna mess them up. I earned these.
We don't care.
We know you don't care.
Just work with us a little while.
We don't mind.
We'll get them back. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
We'll get those grays.
We gonna mess up these beautiful grays,
Joe and I don't mind.
Yeah.
Hugh,
don't care.
Since you're acting like a teenage girl, do what they do.
I'm acting like a teenage girl. Thank you very much, Kenny.
They dye their hair with Kool-Aid so they can wash it out.
Do they really do that? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Our friendship only goes so far, I see. Because he just said I should dye my beard with Kool-Aid.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you know what's funny? For the spirit of this, I've looked into different methods. See, now I'm about to go in the woods, and y'all ain't going to believe what I'm saying. But beard hair, the texture, it's harder to dye. It's not probably going to take the way that you want it to take. I've talked to people about this. And it's just a different texture. It might not come out the way that you think it's going to come.
Yeah, you know, you ever see the Stephen A. Meme, the we don't care? That's us right now.
I know you don't.
We don't care.
I know you don't. I know nobody cares. Everybody just thinks I'm just going to go in the salon and get a green beard and come out and everything's going to be like
hunky-dory. Well, you might. I mean,
no, it's a
we'll
process.
We'll see what happens at 1.
We have a judge coming in at 1 o'clock. You go against a judge, you're held in contempt.
But no, listen, ask any woman that dyes her hair. She'll tell you initially... You have to bleach it, and then you die.
I got you. Kenny, great phone call. Thanks for putting Hugh in his place. All right, can we hear what they were saying on ESPN about Jalen Hurts and the idea of running him early in this game or not?
Let's get him through the game. And I'm saying put the onus on us. You talked about slow starts. The reason they're still winning and having these slow starts is because of how well the defense has played.
Yeah.
They're not letting teams jump out. So, no, do not let Jalen Hurts run the ball in this game.
I agree with J-Mac on this. If I'm Kellen Moore, the last thing I want to do is take my quarterback fresh off that concussion protocol. I want him to not get hit at all this Sunday. You know, I want to protect him and keep him as safe as possible. Now, I get the challenge of it. Like, I get your point because so often, with athletic quarterbacks, you hear coaches say, I really want to get them into the game.
Right.
And part of them doing that is getting them running,
right,
getting them hit, especially after a long period of time. But could you imagine just the uproar if that happened?
You guys have played the game. So I say to you, it's late in the game. They're in a critical situation. It's 4th and inches.
Late in the game, I'm good.
Hold on. Oh, so now are you good?
Well, yes.
Now we can put him at risk, right?
Late in the-
All right, Hugh, where do you come down? First game off the concussion. Run Jalen like normal or be a little cautious when it comes to, let's even say, like a designed run? Are they in the playbook this week, or are you saying let's peel back?
I would probably be a little cautious because, like I said, within the realm of the game, I'm trying to put Jalen back in concussion protocol. I mean, and I know that sounds barbaric.
You mean
barbaric
as a defensive player?
As a defensive player.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I understand that sounds barbaric, and, you know, with the concussions and all the CTEs and stuff, but – you're trying to win a playoff game. And I'm not trying to sound insensitive when I say that. I'm just trying to give you the mentality of the Green Bay Packers. Because if you knock the quarterback out the game, then you have a better chance of winning the game. They know that. So I'm going to limit as many. Like, I'm going to let Jalen play his game. But Jalen has to be smart in this situation. Jalen has to know that those extra yards – at certain times of the game might not be worth it, especially when you know cats out there head hunting.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like they said, later in the game, maybe, you know, how tight the game is. It all depends on what moment I am in the game. Now, the biggest thing for us, Joe, is the tush push. And to be honest, I don't know what the numbers say as far as being able to get a concussion in that moment. Now, I've heard the linemen talk about how they hate it and
it's physical on the bottom,
that other stuff.
I can't remember many situations, though, where someone's gone to protocol after being – because it's a weird play where it's not – it's a lot of weight, it feels like, on top of you, but not like a hard force.
And we've seen Jalen get his head yanked sometimes, and you know, we've seen that. So I don't know. But that's something that, as the game progresses, that I would have to think about.
Here's what I actually think: it's more on him than it is on them, right? Like, they could call less, maybe design run, but I feel like, think about the play he got the concussion on.
Mm-hmm.
That was him
not
20
down.
Yards down the field. Yeah. That he's got to make the smart call, right? Like, when he's running and he's going to take off. Like, I'm not naive to this. He's going to run. That's the way he plays the game. Got to be smart. If you're by the sideline, duck out of bounds, right? Like, if you're in the open field and you got two players coming at you a million miles an hour, slide. He didn't slide in Washington, and that's part of the reason why he got banged up. 215-592-9494. By the way, quickly, one little extra glance at that 2002 playoff game, the one Donovan came back after not playing for a while. We pointed out that Hugh Douglas barely got off the bus with one tackle, no sacks. Five tackles, excuse me, for Mike Reese. I mean, at least someone around here.
Yeah, he was out there balling.
At least someone around here showed up.